Turkey's pressed forward with its invasion of northern Syria and claims to have encircled two towns and killed more than 100 Kurdish fighters. An emboldened Turkish president has reacted angrily to international criticism of the attack and threatened to send millions of Syrian refugees into Europe. Middle East correspondent Adam Harvey filed this report from the Turkey-Syria border.
Turkish Special Forces soldiers have pushed further into northern Syria, backed by artillery fire, landing on a number of towns and even the major Kurdish city of Qamishli. Thousands of civilians are trying to get out, with many heading to the nearest open border across a pontoon bridge over the Tigris River into Iraq. Turkey's leader says his troops have killed more than 100 Syrian Democratic Forces fighters. Civilians have died on both sides. Most of the casualties have been in Syria. In Qamishli, grieving families crowded a hospital corridor. Turkish civilians are also dying. Authorities here say 8 civilians, including a baby, were killed by SDF artillery. Near the concrete fence that divides the Turkish town of Akçakale from Syria's Tal Abyad, one Turkish man stood staring at the hole that had just been blasted in the wall of his home. As you know, we are at war. We were outside the house when an explosion occurred. It was like just 10 metres away. Thank God nothing worse happened. I hope that God protects our country and protects our leaders. On a hill in Akçakale, overlooking Tal Abyad, a group of local men stood watching the Turkish artillery strikes on Syria. The crowd thinned when explosives started to come back across the border and black smoke began rising from the suburbs of the Turkish town. I am surprised by the return fire. I am sorry for our people, but we are with our state to the end. There's been widespread condemnation of the Turkish invasion across Europe, in the UN, from US lawmakers who have vowed to impose sanctions, including some aimed personally at Mr. Erdogan, and even from Israel. Turkey's president was upset at how Operation Peace Spring was being described outside his nation. Hey, European Union, pull yourself together. I say it again. If you try to label this operation as an invasion, it's very simple. We will open the gates and send 3.6 million refugees your way. Civilians are beginning to leave the Turkish border towns too. Loudspeaker announcements urged locals in Akçakale to stay indoors, but some families had had enough. One man had packed his children in the back of a pickup truck for the second day in a row. A lot of people have moved already. We moved last night to somewhere else close by, and we're just coming back this morning, but now we're leaving again. The kids are nervous. We hope nothing too bad will happen. There's no sense yet of how long this operation might last or how far Turkey will push into the big cities and towns. Turkey claims to have surrounded two Syrian towns, Tal Abyad and Ras Al Ain, and it's moving in a militia, the Free Syrian Army, to help wrest the area from the SDF. This is Adam Harvey in Akçakale in Turkey for AM.